Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys are live.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour 3 of In This League on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. I'm your host, Scott Bogman. Follow me on the Twitter, at Bogman Sports. And joined, as always, in Hour 3 by my friend, Casey Bubba, at BDentric on the Twitter machine. Bubba, how you doing, my man?
I am doing great. It's just another wonderful week. We have Super Bowl upon us. We have the Waste Management Open. We don't have any baseball. We have my team I used to root for in basketball when I carried the Kings, making one of the worst trades I've ever seen. So much fun. So much fun.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in sports right now. But you mentioned it, and we're going to skip over the basketball and the football. Let's just get the golf out of the way. It's Waste Management Week. This is a huge week. Is this the first major tournament of the year, the Waste Management?
We had one a couple weeks ago, the Farmers Insurance Open, but this is kind of the first. This is where things really get fun. No more pro-ams and stuff. From this point on, it's like big tournament. We're like 56 days away from the Masters, which is like the biggest tournament of the year. This is the best field of golfers, like as a whole, that the Waste Management has seen probably ever, I believe. It's an awesome field. It's an awesome event. I love it. I've missed it. And last year, they only had 5,000 fans a day because of COVID, but there's the first event with fans back. They're back to packed house this year. So 16 is going to be rowdy. The course is great. This is the last thing I did before COVID hit. Like, obviously, I've gone to a game or two since then and stuff. But pre-COVID, I was at the Waste Management that weekend, and I was sick as a dog when I got back. So, I think I might have had it at that point in time. Like, never been that sick in a long, long time. But I want to go back to this tournament so bad. Love every bit about it. I won't get into the nerdy aspects of why I like it. I think it's a great golf course for a tournament, but it's a blast. It makes people appreciate golf, or at least have fun at a golf event. They might not know what's going on around them, but they're having a great time.
You know what's funny is I think it's were you talking about 2019
when I came and recorded live at your house? Yes.
Okay. You know, it might have been the previous year before that. But the
it was literally there was COVID going on, but nothing was shut down yet.
There was COVID going on. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I remember that. Because I was gonna say earlier in the year I went to the Royal Rumble with Jake Seeley and the Welsh. We went because Seeley knows Eric Young. Yeah. Eric Young was still with WWE at the time. I'm not sure if he's still with them or not.
No, he's with Impact Wrestling now.
Impact. Okay. Yeah, I don't keep up with it. So, but met Eric Young. Very nice dude. Great dude. Gave us tickets too because he's buddies with Seeley, and we went. And I didn't know. If we go back to 90s wrestling, I'm all on it from being a kid, but I don't know anything about it now, but we did have floor seats and it was totally lost on me. And I did not appreciate it, just like the Waste Management was, but I got sick as a dog after that. And so did Seeley. So I was wondering if it was in that range, but I think that was the year before COVID happened. So But I have never been to the Waste Management, but the Welsh for a year or two lived in the apartments directly behind the Waste Management over by the Princess over there. So I'd be going into his house, and there was a couple days where I just turned around and went, I'm going home, dude.
Oh, it's a zoo. Absolute zoo.
It is a complete
drunk
disaster.
People stumbling everywhere, cars and buses. Oh yeah.
I think that was one of the first year he lived there. I was like, I'm not doing any of this. The second year they made it better for the residents. Like, you could get in over there, and I was over there so often they just let me in. So, it is an absolute disaster driving up and down Frank Lloyd Wright Boulevard when the Waste Management is in town. So, but it's also kind of like, isn't it known as like the Happy Gilmore-ish type of,
it's a party. It's a massive party. 16th's got a stadium where it's packed and people, it's the one time a year you're allowed to be noisy while guys are hitting balls and stuff. And guys are throwing like prizes and stuff into the crowd. And there's beer vendors walking around selling beer like you're at a ball game while you're sitting there. It is awesome. Absolutely awesome.
I feel like if Buffalo had good enough weather to ever run a golf tournament, I feel like if you took all Bill's Mafia, right, and put him into a golf tournament, it would be the Waste Management Open.
That's a fair assessment, like. I'd say. Yeah, it's fair. Like this place, some tournaments are doing it now too. Like I know Napa does it, and probably some other, not in California, but they have big time concerts. They have this, like, I forget the name of the club is, but it's after the rounds are done. There's like, it's a whole other thing. Massive concerts every, like, I think it's every night or at least half of the time, and just more partying going on. And it's a riot.
It's a fun event, man. And that's, but there's always kind of like those weird events. We were talking about the Pro Bowl on our Line Star show earlier, and I bet going to the Pro Bowl is fun. And meeting the players and seeing all the crazy events. The NFL does a great job. Whatever Super Bowl city you're in, they have the NFL experience and the Super Bowl experience and all that stuff that goes with it. I've been to many, many baseball all-star games, and they'll have like a gigantic card show in whatever city they're in that same week. They bring pieces of the Hall of Fame and the Negro League Hall of Fame, and all that stuff will be, you can go see it at any point. So, and I bet Waste Management is just like that. I'm sure they have all the golf trade shows and all that stuff that week too. So if you're a golf person, you know, maybe the event isn't as fun. You know, the All-Star game sometimes can be lame in any sport. People more like in baseball, you like the home run derby more, you like that stuff more, but the skills competitions, the dunk contests, all that stuff is better than the actual game. This is the one thing where I think the game, the contest, is actually better than all the side stuff going on. But it's going to be a fun time. Makes me miss Scottsdale right now, man. You know,
it's beautiful
been cold
too.
In Texas too.
It's going to be like mid 80s and stuff. It's perfect. God, it's absolutely perfect. Gorgeous. And Super Bowl weekend, everything you could ask for.
Yeah, it's gonna be a great time. But we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll be talking about some football. So don't go anywhere. Stick with us. We'll be back right after this in this league on the Sports Grid.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. After that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more? Let me tell you something about
In This League.
Welcome back, everybody. In This League on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. I'm your host, Scott Bogman. Follow me on Twitter, @BogmanSports. Bubba, let everyone know all the great stuff and things you're doing across the interwebs right now and where they can find all.
As usual, find me on Twitter at BDNTREK, BDENTREK. Like, I tweet everything out there for you to enjoy. The Bench with Bubba podcast coming at you multiple times a week for the fantasy baseball content that you're looking for outside of in this league. So come check that out. You can find my written content at Fantasy Sports Degens. Most of my rankings are there. Rotoballer.com, FantraxHQ.com. Dropped my first article there this past week. I also have the Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast. That's why we talked golf at the beginning of the show. If you want to get some DFS fun, that's what PGA DFS is, one of the best DFS sports you can play, by the way. And it's, according to DraftKings, it's second behind the NFL in, in playability. So enjoy. Yeah, the biggest contest, most play. And like, it's, people love it because it's a good sweat. Also, the Fantasy Black Book with Joe P. Cipia and friends, the 10th year of that. It's my third year of doing it. Go check that out to get ready for your fantasy baseball drafts. And the Line Star stuff with Scott Bogman. So it's been a lot of fun. I think I nailed everything there, but just follow me on Twitter at BDNTREK.
Yeah, all the stuff and things. I've been running through the Black Book recently. Started reading all kinds of catchers from Bubba. Oh,
you're reading my stuff, you poor guy.
In the Black Book. You're a great writer, man. I love reading your stuff. So it has been very, very enjoyable. So
if editors let me write the way I talk, we'd have even more fun.
But yeah, I mean, I've just finished up my catchers the other day and went through your chapter, of course. So let's talk about the Super Bowl here. And you know what? One of the side things, because we were talking about kind of some of the side events and the dog and pony show that the Super Bowl is and some of these bigger events are. But there was, and I know this because my mom watched it the other day and she's telling me about it, a best Super Bowl commercials ever TV show on.
That'd where be kind of fun.
They just take the best, most popular, you know, like the What Up and the Budweiser Frogs and
the good old days.
Yeah. You know, the Clydesdales and Doritos has had many, many good ones. But do you have one Super Bowl commercial that sticks out in your brain that you just think, man, I love this commercial so much, and it was a Super Bowl one?
Off the top of my head, like the Was Up ones are always good, but and I always feel like I always know I miss some because people mention them or I'll see a list, but oh, that was good. Oh, that was good. I guess the way what I'll say is what stinks is that, you know, each year there used to be a pretty good amount, like at least 5, 6, 7 that you're like, these were awesome. The last couple of years, it feels like we've kind of had duds. Maybe that's just me. Hasn't been as dumb. Like when we were younger, Boggs, it was like I actually cared about watching the commercials. The last couple of years I've just been like, well, they'll tell me if it's good, I'll watch it on TV later, because they haven't been as good. Like they really haven't. So that's my bathroom break, go get more food break, like stuff like that, where
right,
you almost flipped it in past years. Like I'll watch the commercials and I'll kind of watch the game from afar while I go and do something. So top of my head, like the Was Up ones are pretty solid, but there's always good ones. The big companies nail it. I guess another one of the good ones, if you think about it, was the old Danica Patrick on
GoDaddy.
GoDaddy one. That was one of those where you're just like, also we were younger, so it hit us a little differently, but you're just like, wow.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. The GoDaddy commercials were pretty solid. Yeah, the Budweiser ones are always good. There's one, and I always mention it, and God, I should go back and find out what company it was. I know it's a company that has since, you know, I think shuttered their doors, but there was one with these, I think it was the very first Tom Brady Super Bowl, by the way. So it was, you know, whatever that
26.
Yeah. 21 years ago at this point. So, it was these Cowboys, right? And you can tell they're cow herders, and they're like, yep, herding these animals is tough living and blah, blah, blah. But instead of herding cows, they're herding cats, literally herding cats.
Perfect for you.
It's perfect for me because the reason I noticed is that the guy, he's sitting on a horse, right? And there's a cat on the back of the horse and he's got his arm in a sling, right? And then there's another guy that comes up to him with a lint roller getting the cat hair off him. Like, what is this? So it was like these rough and tumble, you know, looking cowboy dudes. And then they're literally like they do an over the head shot where the cats are running across the river instead of the cows. You know what I mean?
That's funny.
So it was a really funny commercial. But for the life of me, I cannot remember what company it was. But I think I looked it up last year, a year before that. And they have since closed, which, you know, probably spent too much money on a Super Bowl.
I was say they're so expensive for a commercial. That's probably why some of the good ones are gone now. They cost so freaking much money. But yeah. That's why I always like the championship weekends, like the kind of the sneaky one, because that's where the cheaper new ones come
out. Yeah. Those, they had some solid ones too in recent weeks there. But now I feel like every other commercial is for some type of tax thing, and none of those are funny at all. There's a lot of, before we had some political ones and all that kind of stuff,
streaming services or movies, a lot of those now.
Yeah, those are okay, but there's usually some weird foreign company that has a random one. Yeah, out of nowhere that you've never heard of this company. You're just like, what is happening? So some of those have been great. And we've successfully almost burned an entire segment talking about Super Bowl commercials. But before we roll into the next segment and actually talk about the game itself, are there any crazy prop bets that you like that you're taking? Or do you like those coin flip ones, the color Gatorade, or any of those? Is there one that sticks out to you that you like and you're thinking about laying a little bit of cash on?
For the goofy ones, nothing yet. I know, like when we talked on Line Star, I was still waiting to see like the halftime props. I haven't seen anything for those yet. I think those are a lot of fun, like what songs come on first, or what orders, or so and so going to wear a hat, or like just dumb things like that. Big fan of stuff like that. Everyone likes the coin toss. I like, if you want a little more suspense, at least longer suspense, the length of the national anthem is always fun. The over under on time, because I've literally sat there with my iPhone timer on, and like the coin toss is boom boom done. At least this, you got like 2.5 to 3 minutes of, and then like you have that window where it gets real close and you're sitting there going, are they gonna draw it out, are they gonna bring it in, like what are we doing here? Those are kind of fun. Other than that, like we talked about some game ones that we like, nothing too crazy yet for me though.
Yeah, I like, the ones that have nothing to do with the game are always so funny, the Gatorade, the coin flip, all the halftime stuff, what song will be there? Will there be a surprise guest? Because that has been a thing recently. Who was, did Katy Perry bring Missy Elliott? Was that the one that I'm thinking of? Because I remember Missy Elliott
been on a recent one. Yeah, I don't know if it was Katy Perry or not, but she definitely has been on a recent one.
Could have been Lady Gaga. I don't remember.
But there was like the one with Timberlake. What do you do? A Prince song. You know, that whole Prince thing.
And yeah.
Because they're in Minnesota. Like all those kind of different angles you can play with things. So like that's why this is fun. It's to be in LA. You got Dre, Snoop, Eminem, and so many more. Like you're bringing all the old hip hop out here. So like you could have.
Right.
And it's got to be tame though, because it's on TV. So does Snoop really smoke a joint on stage? Like there's a lot of fun ones you can come up with on this. Like what color
legal in LA. So
what color is Eminem's hair going to be, blonde or brown? Like there's some interesting angles you could play with for sure.
Yeah. There's some, those ones are just always so funny. The guest one too. And, all the random ones like, what type of commercial is going to be first for what type of a company, I think has been one as well. So there's
always like, it's like, will you see so-and-so's girlfriend X amount of times, or will they mention so-and-so's? He's already said he's going to be there. How many times they mentioned Stafford knowing Kershaw and vice versa? I guarantee that'll be a prop bet.
Because
Kershaw said today on the DP show, he's like, I'll be in attendance at the game. And everybody talks. They went to high school together, blah, blah, blah. Everyone knows the story. How many times do we go over to Kershaw and like see him and talk about it?
Right. As long as they don't talk to him. If they're talking to Kershaw, that means the Super Bowl has gotten completely out of hand. So,
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino.
It's going to be a great one. Well, look, when we come back, we'll actually talk about the game. So I promise we'll talk about what we think is going to happen in the game, what we want to see happen, and all that good stuff. So be sure to stick with us in this league on the Sports Grid. We'll be right back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Chris Welsh
said you were coming.
What else did he say?
He said you were the best in the parsec.
Scott Bogman,
former Imperial sharpshooter.
That's not saying much.
I wasn't a stormtrooper, wise ass.
Please excuse his lack of decorum.
In this league.
This is the way. Stop touching things.
Welcome back, everybody, in this league on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. I'm your host, Scott Bogman. Follow me on Twitter at Bogman Sports. Check out our Patreon, if you would. Patreon.com/ITL Army. We've got all kinds of great stuff over there for you. Welsh has got all his ranks. I got mine coming out very soon. I was just talking about how I'm working on them. Taking me a little bit longer than I thought. I'm just very deliberate and stuff like that. So they'll be coming out very soon for baseball, football ranks. I'm going to have NFL draft ranks done. Probably around mid-March after the combine is over. Got war room shows coming out too there. Group me rooms, all kinds of access to us. So please check that out if you would. Now, Bubba, we talked about all the hoopla around the game. I mean, not all of it. I mean, the ticket prices, because it's in LA, are absurd. The parking is more than the tickets in half the spots too. Like, you know, so there's more hoopla than we have gone over here, of course, for the Super Bowl. But let's talk about the game, because look, I'll just say it. We picked it on Bet This League. Welsh and I, you in right here, you and I picked the game on Line Star. I'm taking Rams in the under. You are taking Bengals in the over. So we are on opposite sides here. But going into this game, you've said repeatedly, you just want to see a good game. You don't want it to be a blowout, which everybody wants. Nobody wants the last game of the year to be boring, right?
Yeah.
Especially in the fourth quarter, because it just makes it, you're not paying as much attention to the game. You're not paying as much attention to the commercials. It's not as intense. It's not as much fun. So, yes.
And we've been spoiled this postseason. Like, they've been such really good games.
Yeah, everyone bitched and moaned after the first round because Kansas City beat the pants off of Pittsburgh. There were not many close games. The Rams beat the jumping Jesus out of the Cardinals, right? We had a lot of blowout games. The Bengals and Raiders was close, but a lot of blowout games. I can't even remember who Green Bay played, but who did Green Bay play in the first? Or no, they had the bye.
They had the bye, then they played the Niners and lost, yes.
Yeah, they played the Niners and lost. Yeah, who did the Niners play first? That's what I was thinking.
The Niners played the, why am I blanking on this right now? The Cowboys.
Yeah, and won. That's right. Yeah, that was the, you know, that game wasn't as close as the score was.
No, Niners dominated that game.
They did, and then, you know, the Cowboys had a chance at the end and completely blew it. But, you know, there's we've been fairly spoiled, like you said, this postseason. But, I mean, you want to see Joe Burrow win because you like Joe Burrow, right? I mean, that's kind of what it boils down to. Correct?
That's fair.
Now, you know, act like I'm not here, right? And tell me, what is your thought process about, you know, Bengals fans in Cincinnati, you know, not winning a playoff game for 30 years and then getting to the Super Bowl? Do you want to see them win it for the Bengals fans, or is that not something you really delve into or care about?
I'd love them to win it for the Bengals fans just because, A, I love Burrow and company. It's been well established. But these Bengals fans, man, they've been through, as a Dolphins fan, which I might not be for much longer, that's for sure. But that's a whole other topic for a whole other day. We got plenty of time to kill that one later. I just love this Bengals team. We talked about it, and with Burrow and Chase and company, these fans have been great. They for the on Monday night, I believe they had the like the pep rallies. The Rams had 500 people at them. The Bengals had 30,000.
Right,
in LA. It's like these fans are hungry. They're getting what they want. And the reason I wanted to have it, because, like, as a Dolphins fan, Marino got there in, I believe, 83, 84. Never got back. We've won, like, one playoff game in my lifetime, I think, since then. So this Bengals team, and I think they're going to be better and more consistent. At the same time, we've talked about it before, this AFC is disgusting. And yeah, the Bengals could still have a great season and not get there. Like, it's so tough. So I want them to get this. This is their time, where the Rams – nothing's ever easy, but if I had to pick which side had an easier path to get back, the Rams probably do in the NFC. So give me the Bengals. So I really want to see, like, I like seeing good teams that do it the right way. Look at their coaching staff. They got a young coach. They're building it right. I love Mixon, who gets so much garbage because they say he's not a good running back, and he does it time and time again. Like, and I know you hate him because he's a Bengal and a Sooner, but like, give me the Bengals in this one just for the storylines alone. Like, the parade in Cincinnati will be like Mardi Gras.
In LA, it'll be just another traffic jam.
Jam. They won't even know what happened.
Right, exactly.
So give me the Bengals for all the great stuff.
I understand that, but I think you could probably say that about most teams if you move from the East Coast to the West Coast. Like, the and it's not necessarily one for one. I'm not trying to say that if you live on the West Coast, you're not a good fan. You know, that's not the truth at all. But I would say in terms of sheer volume, there's more fans of their team on the East Coast versus you move West. And, you know, the the traditions just aren't as long in the West. A lot of West teams were expansion teams or franchises that moved, including the Rams. Right. So, you know, the has more stuff to do on the West Coast, left coast, best coast. Right, Bub? I mean, we know it's
screw that East Coast bias.
That's right. It's just a better place to live. So, you know,
snow, what snow? 80
there's more
today.
There's more stuff to do is kind of my point. So people aren't as enthralled with sports on the West Coast as they are on the East Coast. So it's just the traditional franchises are longer, roots are deeper, all that stuff on the East Coast. So I get it in wanting to see Cincinnati win. I have met maybe one Bengals fan that I like in my buddy Robbie Baseball. So Robbie Baseball, great dude. I don't know any other Bengal fan that I, you know, and if you're a Bengal fan and you think I'm smashing you, I just don't remember you're a Bengal fan if you're a nice person. So, but yeah, I haven't met many nice Bengals fans, but I'm also a Steelers fan. So I am completely, you know, biased and have, all kinds of other stuff going on. So
let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. If you had to, like, you don't have a choice, one of them wins, would you rather the Bengals or the Browns?
Browns.
Really? Why?
Yeah, they took the Browns franchise away and then brought it back, man. The Bengals have been bad, but the Bengals have also had good teams. They've had chances to make
They had Boomer, they had Dickie Shuffle, and they've had some fun.
Carson Palmer, too. Palmer was great.
He's bad tackle from the Steelers away from actually moving somewhere.
Right. And but that was more than the Steelers dominating at the time. The Steelers had great teams in that group. That was about Marvin Lewis being a terrible head coach and the culture in Cincinnati being awful. Like, that is one thing that I will say that I really do like seeing. I like seeing a team that, you know, is just a joke. The Bengals were a joke. I had no fear of Cincinnati at all. Even the playoff game we should have lost, I had no fear going into that game, and they end up winning it not because they deserved it, but because Vontaze Burfict did two cheap shots. So, you know, they end up winning that game. But the Bengals have been a joke for a long time. So to see Zach Taylor come in and Tobin come in and completely flip not only the record, but the confidence of this team, it also helps having a first overall pick of Joe Burrow, who came off an amazing time in L.A. And now we hear that there was you know, your owner and the Dolphins were willing to give up 3 first-round picks to get Joe Burrow, and Cincinnati wouldn't do it. And they made the right choice. Clearly, they were enthralled with this guy. He's their guy from day one and made it happen. So it is cool to see them build this team from the ground up. And you have to give, you know, respect and props to, you know, the Bengals for doing that.
Well, it's good to see that worked, though. Sorry to cut you off there, but
no, sure.
We see so many times where that top pick doesn't work. Like, oh, so many absolutely. Times. So many, like, we could probably name way more that didn't work than did. Like Ryan Leaf, stuff like that. Just like, cool, totally changes things. Like, Tua might not work. That's still way up in the air. That's not a top pick. It's still top 5 pick. Like, that counts right. as something. That's a game changer pick.
Baker, yeah. It didn't work.
There's so many.
Know.
And the fact that Burrow in year two, and honestly could have been year one because they were playing great football before he got hurt then. Like, they could have maybe at least been a wild card team and got some like experience.
I think they could have made the playoffs.
Yeah. Like, they were playing really good football from a normal Bengals team. And then to bring it back this last year, even to top it off and get Chase, where everyone said they should have got the O-lineman. Like, I was team O-line because I wanted to protect Burrow, but they still got it done. And now they still have some picks this next year and they got money. Like, they can put something around Burrow for a while here before they have to go Kansas City Chiefs and pay everybody. Like this,
right?
This is exciting stuff. I know it's the Bengals and you don't like the Bengals, but if he's like, put your rose shade glasses on or
absolutely
something, like 2 seconds. This is fun watching them build it.
The way this is the footprint. This is
they're doing it.
This is how you do it, right? Yeah. So
the Bills are doing it. They're doing it. Like you can almost say the Patriots are. If Mac Jones is at least formidable, it's terrible for me to say, but that is.
And I don't know
screw
that
you, Niners. It's your fault.
I don't know that there's any opinion of mine that is going to, or any way this
Chargers
is going
too far.
To change.
Sorry, San Diego listeners. Sorry, Chargers are too.
Right. The I don't know that anyone is going to ever change my mind on this. It's, you know, it's always been the talent on the field over the coaching, just in my eyes, always and forever will be. But I do think when you're shaping a franchise, it starts, your culture starts with the coach, not even with the GM. It starts with the head coach. This is the guy that comes in and sets the tone of your work ethic and how you get things done. And I think Taylor has come in and done an excellent job. McVay did that in LA as well. McVay is an awesome coach. So, and you know, Taylor is off of the McVay branch of coaches already. And it's something somebody mentioned that the fruits of Sean McVay have already led to a Super Bowl appearance and the fruits of Bill Belichick never have. So, you know, so we'll see if they get that Super Bowl win.
Well, I mean, someone, either McVay or the tree, one of them's getting one.
One of them's getting a ring.
Like,
for sure.
Like no matter what, Belichick's got his and no one on the tree's gotten his, but either McVay's
turned nobody else had Tom Brady. That's why I would say it's all about the players, you know, first and foremost, then the coaching. But to start that, you have to bring
impressive.
In the right coach. That's
and
why
Tomlin has never had
a losing season in 15
and the
years.
Fact the fact the tree is starting at their age, at least Belichick and the guys were older. 12. Like McVay is
I mean, the next that you're gonna have a kid with
he just
zips.
Learned how to shave.
I mean, Mike McDaniel looks like he's 11 years old. So, you know, I mean, these guys are they're getting younger and younger, but you know, that's what you want to do. You want to bring in a guy and establish it for a long time. So when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the game, then maybe go over some of these head coaching hires. So stick with us. We'll be right back after this. It's In This League on the Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
More. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
Littering and...
Littering and smoking...
In This League.
Break it down.
Welcome back, everybody. In This League on the Sports Grid, get on the grid. I'm your host, Scott Bogman. Follow me on Twitter at Bogman Sports, joined by Casey Bubba at BD Entrick on the Twitter machine. Bub, this game, you know, we talked about how, you know, Bengals build has been outstanding. And I have to admit that and all that stuff. And you know, it's have a great year, whatever. Rams are having a great year, too, back for the second time in 4 years. Stafford. You know, coming in here and proving it. Wouldn't it be crazy to see Tom Brady go in and, to Tampa Bay and win a Super Bowl, and then to see Matt Stafford go into LA and win a Super Bowl, like both in their first year going to the new franchise and all that stuff. That's just craziness. This is the definition of a quarterback away, right? Both these franchises.
Yeah, it's crazy. And if you just want to go deeper, we got Rodgers, Wilson, a handful of guys next year that could do the same thing. Like we could see
Jimmy G.
And no, that does not count. But it makes sense. Like we just praised like the Bills and the Bengals and the Chargers, how they're building, which is awesome. That's how you build long term. But these teams that are really darn close, like you knew the Rams had these weapons. We saw everything that the Bucks had, and they brought in Gronk to top it off. There's right. teams that the Bucks could be one of them. Tennessee's been discussed. Like the Saints, there's some teams that are pretty darn close, like a couple moves away. You bring in one of these big dogs for a year or two and you grab a couple more pieces. This might be the profile we see too, because it's kind of like, you know, fantasy sports, you know, like Dynasty. You make that trade because flags fly forever. Don't worry about right. the long term. Let's go get it now. That's what the Rams did. They traded Goff, first round picks. Give me Stafford. Let's go. Like it's
the Rams have proven that the salary cap is a complete joke.
Too. It's like, as Rappaport Weekly on McAfee, they call it salary cap gymnastics, and the Rams are one of the best ones at it.
Right
is what they say. It's genius.
They're absolutely, and that's, you know, it's been a lot of talk in Pittsburgh too, because our GM Kevin Colbert's going to retire after this draft. So who's going to come in? And the Steelers are interviewing everyone. But Omar Khan has been in Pittsburgh forever. He is the capologist of the Pittsburgh Steelers, right?
It's a different animal now. It's not just like knowing football. It's almost more you need to have a statistical degree.
Well, we'll bring too, someone next to you. Know what I mean? Yeah. Like you have to go through all those contracts and everything. You find loopholes. And
it's a whole different thing now. And every team's doing it. That's why one thing Rappaport said, like even the Saints who are way over the cap, said, don't listen to any cap things. If these guys want to make it work, they'll make anything work right now. There's so many ways to work this out. Don't worry about it.
What if we give you a bonus and extend you through 2032 and you're getting 500 grand every single year just for
we'll
existing.
Give you the Bobby Bonilla contract. We'll pay you until you die, basically. And then your kids will be paid for 10 more years after that.
And you know what? If you win it, if you win the Super Bowl, it's worth it. You get you make up all that money in selling Super Bowl merch. So you know, it's absolutely,
you sell the seats, you do everything. It's ridiculous.
I mean, everything. If you guys have ever been to a postseason event in any sport, just the amount of crap you can buy that says postseason on it. It's
and
all
so
your
many fans will do it. And that, not
the
even
exact
the ones that
same hat with
not even the ones that go to the game bogs. People buy it online because they want a piece of it. It's like they probably sell more postseason merchandise, not even for winning the Super Bowl, just postseason merchandise than they do the entire season of other stuff.
I mean, anytime my team wins a title, I will buy the hat. I
have every World Series hat from the Giants from those three.
You
years.
Should.
I have
you
all
should.
Three of them with the patch on it. I have all three.
Yeah, you should because they're not going to come around that often.
I didn't
you
buy
know,
all the other stuff because I'm big and I go in and out of sizes. That's crazy. The head stays the same.
Dude,
so
32 franchises, right? Yep. So you're not going to win it every year. So when you win it, you should absolutely celebrate. I mean, Bengals fans should be elated. Rams fans should be elated. It's hard. It's hard to get to this spot. So, you know, unless you're Alabama and, you know, buying, you know, national championship stuff is boring to you because your team wins it so often, they just lost. Okay. So,
sidetrack. Hate to do this, but you're Mr. College Football. Thoughts on Jimbo Fisher buying a team?
I don't care.
Is this like, okay, well, we'll talk about next week or something when we have more time, because I'm really curious about this whole NIL thing. We knew it would blow up. It's blowing up quickly.
Yeah, I mean, the Aggies have the very best, recruiting class of all time now. And Bama in a normal year would have had the best of all time. So, look, all I'll say about the NIL, because I'm not going to be a hypocrite. You guys can see the stuff behind me if you've ever seen my setup. Texas is the number 5 draft recruiting class, so I'm okay with it. So, you know, it's the way college football is going. It's the way college football should have been for a long time. You know, how these teams making billions of dollars and these kids are getting nothing. So, they give them a scholarship. Oh, great. So what you're saying is you're not putting them in debt for the next 30 years of their life. So, wow, what a prize. Congratulations. But let's get to the Super Bowl here. I picked the Rams, and look, I dislike the Bengals, but I do think the Rams are going to win this game. I picked them straight up, and I picked the under. I just think I respect both of these defenses. I think they're great. I think they're the strength of both these teams. You have offensive playmakers. Burrow to Chase is amazing. Mixon can burst it through at any time. Higgins is a great playmaker on the Cincinnati side. Cooper Kupp is the best wide receiver in the NFL. I don't think it's arguable. You trade for OBJ because Robert Woods went down. Right. Cam Akers came back and you did everything you possibly could to get him back on the field. So there's playmakers on both sides, but the studs of these teams, I think Sam Hubbard might be the best Bengal playing right now. I'm not saying he's the best Bengal. I think Burrow is better than him. Yeah. I would start my franchise with Chase or Burrow ahead of Sam Hubbard, but Sam Hubbard is playing unbelievable football right now.
He's just as big a reason that they're in this game than anybody else on that team.
Absolutely. Trey Hendrickson has proven to be an unbelievably great signing for this team. Logan Wilson is playing great. Owusie, even Eli Apple made a play last week. Jesse Bates has been amazing, causing turnovers. So, and Von Miller coming in, you know, this is the Rams selling out. Like you said before, they trade for OBJ. They trade for Von Miller
a year ago.
They traded for Ramsey the year before that. So they're putting it together. They don't care about draft picks. We'll take established veterans, which is another thing that a lot of people are going to start to mimic after, you know, especially if it does work for the Rams and they win this Super Bowl. But Aaron Donald is the best player in this game. I don't know that it's very debatable. He's won defensive player of the year like three times already. He commands a double team on every single snap. He makes Von Miller's job easier. He makes Leonard Floyd's job easier. Greg Gaines, the linebackers don't have to be good because he is so good. Ramsey is amazing. So there's so many good defensive players in this game. I think this is going to be a little more of a defensive struggle than people expect because both these offensive, they are explosive. They're very explosive. You like Cincinnati and you know, the rules are, the rules favor the offense. So I understand taking the over, especially with these two explosive teams. But what would you be disappointed in if the game ended in if it was like the Rams and the Patriots a couple years ago? Would that be depressing to you because these offenses have played so well this year? Or would you be like, well, at least it's a close game?
First, I want to say if you're taking first half bets, I'll take the under. Because I think there's a lot of feeling out. And one bet that's usually perennially, like I play 90% success rate, give or take, first quarter under 10.5 is usually always a good one. Tons of feeling out in this game. But to your question, I would kind of bummed if it was a low scoring game, but still it's a good football game. So it's on the edge of your seat the entire time. Like that, right. Like when I watched that Packers Niners game in the snow, I was like, every single play was the end of the world. It almost felt like NHL playoff high overtime. Same time, I feel like we kind of get robbed because both these teams are so freaking like video game awesome. Like, I don't think we're going to get Bills Chiefs. I'm pretty like that's a one in a lifetime potential situation,
right?
But we could still get, like, I think I picked the score to be what, 30-27 or something. That gives a chance for some good defense and some good offense. It's not a blowout. It's not like crazy. It's back and forth. It's a fun game.
I think
game.
In a game like that, you're going to see defensive plays. I think it's going to be the opposite of what I think it
we
is.
Said we think there's, on Linestar, we think there's a defensive score in this game. Like, I really agree with you on that. I think there's going to be some short fields that are going to be set up for either the kickers to dominate or some easy touchdowns. Like, there's going to be some moments where you're sitting there going, wow, this is great defense. And other moments you're like, okay, this was a gift. Now the offense takes advantage. Like, you're going to have these, there's so many, these teams are so good in so many aspects of the game. They're not like just one dimensional. Like we've talked about Von Miller's first year there, where it's like Peyton was throwing ducks and they relied on their defense. Cam Newton was good, but you know, it was what it was. It wasn't just like dominance in four aspects of the game. Like the teams this weekend, you can see so many ways this game plays out and you wouldn't be surprised. And that's what's beautiful about it. Now, if you asked what would I be disappointed in, if it was a blowout by the Rams, like I want the Bengals to win. So if the Bengals blow them out, sure, I still want it to be a close game, is what I prefer. But if they blow them out, cool. Burrow gets to do it. Like Burrow.
So if it's like 27-10 going into the fourth, you're like, ugh.
Yeah, it'd be like kind of boring. I just don't want the Rams to blow the socks off Cincinnati. They've suffered for long enough. At least if they're going to lose, make them be in the game for a while.
I understand that. Although I feel like we've gone over, because these games have been so close, a lot of questions on a lot of shows have been, would you rather just have your heart ripped out early and be done with it if you're a fan of the losing team, or would you rather lose at the last second? And my response to that question is always, I want to be in the game. Yeah. I want to be in the game. I want to feel that excitement. I don't want to just get destroyed and have to, because I'm the kind of sicko that even if they're losing by 40, I'm going to sit and watch to the end. I may be on Instagram a bunch at the end, but it's staying on my television until the gun goes off. So
ask any Niners fan. They were still glad that they had a chance, even though Jimmy threw the pick against the Rams at the end. They were
right
in that game.
I think you could feel it if you're a Niners fan on that dropped interception. I hate to put that on Tart. You know, it's a rough play. And look, Ramsey dropped one immediately after that. Yeah. So you could call it even on that. But that was just such a, I feel like it would have killed the Rams comeback momentum. It would have crushed it. And that was Matt Stafford's bad play, man. We talked about how he led the league in interceptions, and that would be the that was his play. That was his bad play where he just yelled 500 and threw the ball straight up in the air. And the Niners had a chance to come down with it and couldn't do it. So, Yeah, man. I think I would be disappointed. I think I'm going to be disappointed if it's a blowout either way. Like, I do want to see the Bengals lose real bad. So, but if they, if, you know, I think if the Rams went going away, like you said, it's just a boring game. You pay less attention to it. You know, you're more looking at the goofy memes that are on the internet, I feel like. But also, I don't know if you can, like, if one team gets up, both these offenses are so explosive, you're not out of it until the fourth quarter, I don't think. Yeah. Unless you get down by, like, you know, 35 zip or something. I don't think that either one of these teams is truly out of it if they're within three touchdowns going into the fourth quarter, because these offenses are both so unbelievably explosive. You know, we saw Cooper Kupp make that big play after they let the Bucs come all the way back. Cooper Kupp makes a big play. We saw the Bengals come back on the Chiefs, you know, so it's definitely doable, regardless of what it looks like at halftime, because the AFC Championship, you talked about it, you were golfing. It looked like it was over. You were like, well, I don't even need to watch the highlights. This game is going to be cooked by the middle of the third quarter. And, you know, Chiefs couldn't do anything because of those good halftime adjustments at Cincinnati. So I think it's going to be a good game. I think it's going to be one of those where it comes down to the wire, either with a field goal or, you know, I think the Rams are going to win. Maybe the Bengals have a chance to score on that last drive and come up short. Fingers crossed. We'll see. But I think it's going to end something like that. But you're holding firm. Firm. And nothing moves you moving more towards the game?
No, okay. But how crazy would it be if it's like another Rams Titans type thing where either team falls just like a yard short, just like a whole, that's your heart ripped out, but the intent, that's exciting football. That was amazing.
That Kevin Dyson, Mike Jones tackle, man, that was it was a huge moment. Yep. Huge moment. So it'd be great to see that again, just to make the game exciting. But we got to go to break. So when we come back, we'll run through a couple of these. I think one particular head coaching hire I want to talk about. So stick with us. We'll be right back after this in this league on the Sports Grid.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends listen to
In This League.
In the dark.
Welcome back, everybody. You hear Endless Love. You know what that means. It's the end of a three-hour tour of In This League on the Sports Grid. You can find us all on Twitter, at Bogman Sports for myself, at BDentric for Bubba, at Is It The Welsh for the Welsh. And Bub, I wanted to ask you about Doug Peterson getting hired to be the head coach of the Jaguars, and your thoughts, because it looked like Leftwich was a done deal, but it seems like he wanted Balky out, maybe to bring his own person in, or maybe be the GM himself. I'm not sure, but he removed his name from consideration after the Jaguars balked at that. So
see what you did there. That was a Bubba joke right there.
God, I'm so sorry. I didn't even realize I did that. Stealing jokes from Bubba. But after they decided not to go in that direction, Doug Peterson was brought in. I don't hate it. It's not Lovie Smith going to Houston. I really
horrible. Oh man, if you're a Texans,
I mean, guy
fan,
got fired from Illinois. So he stayed in the team in the Super Bowl, but that was a while back. So Prince did the halftime show of that Super Bowl. That's how long ago it was, right? So but I don't know, man. It just felt strange for Doug Peterson to get this job after being fired from Philly. What do you think?
Yeah, it was very strange to me. And, you know, look at it, another team that chooses their GM over their head coach. Another team.
Yeah.
Another Florida team. Like, yeah. It's pretty crazy stuff that these guys don't understand how good, like, Leftwich deserves to be a head coach. And what better place than where he did most of his damage in his career in Jacksonville? He could relate to, he's an offensive, very smart offensive mind. He could relate to Lawrence and help him, like, rebuild things. And it just so many things that would have made that great. Like, Peterson, okay, he did good things. He won a Super Bowl with the Eagles. And,
hey, he made Carson Wentz look good. And Carson Wentz has not looked good. So the last couple of years,
it's a good hire for Lawrence. I just wanted Leftwich there. I know I'm not the only one. Pia wanted him there, and others. Like, that is a gigantic, messy, stupid move by the Khan family.
I think
and
at this point,
makes no sense.
Leftwich is probably just gonna hold on and wait for Arians to retire and take over the Bucs.
Yeah, and that's a great spot too. But that'll be a whole rebuild again there too.
And we'll see what they're gonna do at quarterback because I don't think they're gonna go to Kyle Trask, but we'll see. But
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, it could be. It could be. But that's it for us. We will see you guys next week. Enjoy the Super Bowl. We love you. And we will see you guys. Take it easy, everybody.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.